ring's always going to represent 100% coverage, but that gets embedded in it. All we see is the search rings, like the power has to be here, or the power has to be here, or the power has to be here. They never say to get every single corner. They never say that if we left out this corner and this corner, we actually could co-locate. Maybe these are the search rings. Or, you know. It's just search ring by itself is subjective. And nobody...
But it's only one of the things we're looking at.
Right.
And I guess I think we've got enough other dimensional standards in there, frankly.
Okay.
I'm going to need an attorney to read this thing anyway, but as long as Janice can figure it out, I'm happy.
Yeah.
The next question is point three on your agenda.
Well, actually, the monitoring was the last thing.
Okay. I'll answer monitoring. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We discussed it. So I talked to our attorney, and he doesn't want to go there. And he will probably write me a memo as to why that is. And I can give that to the subcommittee, but he doesn't want to go there with the monitoring. And I think the reason for that is requiring access to the property of outside third parties is not something that we...
Liability.
Can an outside party request that and pay for the county to monitor if they wish?
I don't know how the county would monitor it.
And you're still an outside entity in a way.
Well, if you have an application of a land use permit... And there's a code enforcement issue.
Could a person say, I would like to pay for an independent RF measurer to go to that site and monitor?
But then the county has to use the police power, essentially, in writing this ordinance to require that somebody do that. I think that's the issue.
Do you want someone on your private property?
Well, they have to stay along the easement to the tower.
It's still private property, though.
But right. the company comes on. It would be a person.
If the company comes, they don't want such a type.
No, it would have to be an independent. I get it. It can't be the person. Right. It would have to be an RF engineer.
Steve's recommendation, which is my recommendation to the committee, is that if Williams AC wants to bring that issue to the table at the hearing and maybe... You know how to write an ordinance by now, so give us the ordinance language. Where would it go in, and bring that language in particular with some justification?
Yeah, justification would be the critical.
And if the PC says, we think that's a doable thing and you know a good way to protect the citizens of the county, then we're going to plunk it in there.
Okay.
Thank you. Item three, recommendation for Planning Commission. I think we're there. Okay. I think we've blessed. I think which we don't care about because it's not going to change the context of what we have.
What we've got tentatively scheduled, I would like to go to the Planning Commission. What do I do with my
workshop?
April
13?
I talked to the Planning Commission chair online. He was saying that if you guys come to the council tonight, we'll workshop it on the 16th for the Planning Commission.
4:16.
What hours are we talking about?
6:00 in the evening.
Well, that's an LVAC meeting we're having tonight.
And who's there and what happens then?
At the workshop before the Planning Commission, you just present.
She said there's an LDAC meeting that night.
No. Well,
The LDAC recommendations on road standards and Article 76 are going to hearing the Planning Commission that night.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the workshop's before. So.
Right.
Oh, so it's just
1 hour.
7. Oh, thank you. 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what night is that?
4:16.
It's on the 16th of April, and it's just a workshop from 6 to 7, Paul. That's not the actual hearing.
Yeah. That's going to be the Planning Commission going over everything and then bring it forth after that.
And that's a closed thing, right, with us and the Planning Commission?
No.
It is an open meeting law, but not necessarily taking testimony from bystanders.
Right. And where would that be? That is just a subcommittee
and
report.
Yep.
We're on as chair of the subcommittee. We'd likely be giving that. They'll probably ask me a few questions. They may ask any question of members of the subcommittee if you're there.
You can ask anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much up to them. It's an information gathering event for the Planning Commission.
Okay.
And if it helps, I can... Yeah, why don't we do that? We've got our description. It's kind of a 3 or 4 sentence thing that the Planning Commission Chair reads before a workshop. It mm-hmm. explains the purpose of workshops. Why don't we just email that to everyone on the committee here?
Can we have a finalized version of this after you guys?
Yes, you will.
Pack it out.
Okay.
And we have a target date for public hearing.
Planning Commission Chair will discuss that once we do the workshop. But the way that we're doing Planning Commission legislative items a little different under my tenure. I'll have to workshop every item at least once for the Planning Commission. Gives you a chance to get all your issues out on the table, ask questions, see if there's any glitches before we go to a public hearing.
Mm-hmm. How soon is the public hearing usually, or is there any usually? After the workshop,
mm-hmm. probably sometime in May, but it's not set. We can have it at any time.
This schedule is the we do Planning Commission hearings on Mondays, and so another 7 o'clock. And if we workshop it on the April 16th, a likely hearing date might be May 7th,
or it could be May 21st. I thought there were the third Mondays. So I don't know. Or what are they?
Any Monday,
okay.
As long as it's not football.
So possible 7th, you're thinking possible.
May 7th, I would probably pencil that one in.
Monday night.
And then 7 o'clock then?
That would be at 7 o'clock, and that would be the hearing at Ambassador Auditorium.
Right.
That's tentative at this
point. Yes, that is correct.
Right. We workshop it first, and at the workshop, Planning Commission Chair usually takes a straw vote from the commission members whether they support taking it to a hearing. Then we pick a date. And for Planning Commission members present, Ron and Vivian, the road standards are on the 16th. Ron and Don Moore and I have sort of penciled in the April 30th if that hearing has to be continued. Given some of the issues, it probably will.
Oh, wait.
It's not for you.
Oh, no. Thank you. No,
excuse me. Plus, you're interested in the
road standards. No, no, no.
And before, you, before that April 30th hearing, before that April 30th hearing, we would be looking at home occupations for a workshop.
Right.
6 o'clock. Okay. So one of the things that we, one of the deadlines we have to meet, just so people understand the legislative process, because this is legislation that you're passing, or that will be passed, we have to notify DLCB 45 days before we have a first evidentiary hearing on legislation. So to meet our 45 days, I'm going to need to throw this out there pretty darn quick.
Right.
And we've already sent them an ordinance.
We have, and that's why
I
might
check with them and see if we
be able to pass that.
Right. Because you can send them, once you've sent them the original language, you can send an amendment later and you don't have to hit the full 35 days.
Paul?
And that.
I can get
I don't think we need you anymore.
Okay.
We certainly want to say thank you for the assistance and the input. It's been very valuable to us. And hopefully we'll see you at a public hearing where you can chime up.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Have a great evening.
And, Paul, just as a, I will email you and Jim the information on the hearings as they come up, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Turn where again? Bellevue? Bellingham.
I just didn't see any reason to keep him on the phone while we're doing all right.
Maybe it is Bellevue, Washington.
Anyway, so actually the 45 days just got switched to 35 days, so.
Right, but we were going to maintain the 45.
Well, we've already hit the 45 with our first.
Yes, we did.
Sent to
him. Yes,
so I think
we
met 35
okay.
to the letter of law these days for fun.
Yeah, I think we might be okay with the passing and just going to the amendment.
What I'm going to suggest is that I will make the final changes while I'm going to need your stuff on the typos and words.
I can give it to you on Friday.
That'd be fine. I'm going to get that, Jimmy. I will make that draft as long as we send DLCD pretty darn close to what's going to go to hearing.
Right. I think we're pretty
basically,
close to where
it should
we're
be
at.
What's going to hearing at this point. They're happy and we'll meet that deadline. So I'm going to send it off to DLCD probably this Friday. Soon thereafter, after receiving Shimana's stuff, and then we'll have to give them a cover memo.
Really? Which one?
And then they're ready to go.
I think that Shimana has something she can pass out, that she has a statement to make.
You're not even
well,
there.
Will they attach to the file?
I have a statement that I would like to be read from us to to the planning commission commissioners about what we created, and obviously you have your own opinions, but I can read it or you can read it.
Yeah, we'll read it ourselves.
Okay.
Did you want this read at a hearing? Is that what you were asking?
At the workshop.
Oh, at the workshop?
Okay. And then I guess when it gets to the commissioners.
Well, I think at the hearing that might be you yourself.
Well, let's first see how people feel about it.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to anyone else reading it.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Ron, do you want to end? Or do you want to wait and have more comments?
No, we'll get the appropriate time. Let me finish reading it, but the first paragraph is good, and I don't have any problem with that. You're not saying anything that we don't want to be putting out there, so
yeah,
it's perfectly acceptable. Anything else? Anybody? Monique?
If everyone has a minute, I have but 2 quick points I think I would like to make.
Sure, I'd like to get clear on what this means.
Get the what?
I want to clear on what this means. Will we finish on this, or are we going?
Well, everybody needs time to read this.
Right.
So, can I read it and get back to Anne, unless you read it right this moment before we leave?
Yeah, because I have an appointment. So,
I read it at the beginning of the workshop.
Yeah. Okay. Would the group rather have a new antenna put on a church in a residential area, or 2 miles down the road have a new full tower in a commercial area? Would your preference always be to use an existing structure instead of building a new tower? The reason I ask is the way that you guys have redone via the speaking or citing priorities on 4 by simply adding on each of those zones or a roof mounted still says, okay, you want either roof mounted or a new tower on commercial above roof mounted or new tower on 4 above roof mounted or new tower on farm or residential or not. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if everybody's doing it that way on purpose, but that was the point that yes, we. I still rather have a commercial tower than a water tower mounted one on farm.
Yeah. For me, that was the point.
Is it up to everybody else's point, or if everyone looked at it, that that's the way it is?
Yeah.
It's
I'm just about to get.
Page 4, Ron. Page 4.
If you want to put them on an existing structure before the tower, then adding a 3 saying take any new structure in existing building mounted on an existing structure in any zone, and then
saying
4 be now industrial commercial. Then,
I think that basic hierarchy was what the subcommittee agreed to, but wanted to add building mount before new tower in each of those hierarchies.
Mm-hmm. Or you'd rather have a building mounted commercial than tower in commercial than a building mount on farms.
Yes.
I think that's the way it lays out.
And that's why I just want to make sure that everybody's still.
Well, that's what I thought we had. But
That is the way you left it. I just wasn't sure if
that's all right.
Somebody else came again. Well, no, I'd rather use a water tower.
Yeah.
The only other question I had was, did you clarify for yourself the review process set up for the, not the co-locate, but a new structure that's going to go on an existing building? Had they answered your question or clarified that, because it is already covered in your definitions of the quasi-judicial review.
Okay.
Is that making any sense? You were saying, okay.
I think I got an answer, but I'm not sure everyone understood that a quasi-judicial would cover. I think Ron answered it, actually. What you're saying is that a building mount is going to be treated the same as a new facility.
Exactly.
If there's no existing, therefore it would be a quasi-judicial.
Right, which you've already actually put the sentencing in for quasi-judicial. It says the addition of federal antennas to existing support structures that do not currently happen. So you're saying a building that is not already a cell site.
Right.
That's qualified by the clause.
Yep.
So I just want to make sure the point you made that it was already covered and you didn't have to look for it elsewhere.
Cool.
That was all I had to say.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Don't go on a long road.
My road's not done yet.